Now, signs of a reversal of sorts on the renewable energy front. Over the past decade, many states passed laws requiring electric utilities to get power from sources like wind and solar. Well, today, attitudes appear to be shifting, with some lawmakers arguing that those standards are driving up electric bills. Last week, Ohio Governor John Kasich signed legislation freezing alternative energy standards for that state's utilities. Andy Chow of Ohio Public Radio reports.
I'm in northwest Ohio, standing under just one of 150 wind turbines at the Blue Creek Wind Farm. This is the state's largest wind farm, created by Iberdrola Renewable, a nationwide developer. They invested $600 million into the project because of the state's standards.
They were a critical component to jump-starting renewable energy in Ohio as well as in other states. They set out a path for how to develop a project in new states and encourage that type of investment.
That's Paul Kopelman with Iberdrola. He's now realizing how much the political winds may have shifted against renewable energy here, quite a shift from 6 years ago. Then many of the same lawmakers who back this current freeze on alternative standards approved them. Those standards required utilities to both save a certain amount of energy and ensure that a quarter of it came from alternative sources by 2025. So what exactly pushed the GOP-led legislature to go down the green road originally? In two words, the recession. But that was 2008, and this is now. There's a patched-up economy and a shale natural gas boom, so some lawmakers see no reason to burden utilities with these tough energy standards. Republican leaders argue that renewable energy costs more, which translates into higher electric bills. State Senator Bill Seitz claims alternative energy companies are fighting to keep the standards so they can continue to benefit from the investment mandated by the government.
And I would submit to you that the people complaining about this bill, despite saying it's about being green, are really all about making green.
But that's not how Democrats in the State House see it. State Representative Bob Hagan insists it's just the opposite. He says the freeze is driven by campaign contributions from utilities, not consumer interest.
Ohioans are seeing this 310 for what it really is, a political favor that benefits a few wealthy, well-connected political supporters at a substantial cost for the rest of us.
While the bill calls for only a two-year freeze of the energy standards, alternative energy supporters believe it'll put the state dangerously close to a repeal later on. Democratic State Representative Dan Ramos argues that a freeze creates uncertainty and drives away investment.
It tells the free market, it tells business, Ohio's not for you if you want to create jobs in the alternative energy sector.
Ohio's step back from renewable energy incentives is driven in part by a national campaign. A group called American Legislative Exchange Council, known by its initials as ALEC, crafts model legislation with a conservative, free market approach. Its goal is to repeal renewable standards across the country. Paul Kopelman with the wind turbine company Iberdrola isn't too worried yet. He notes that no state has thrown out the standards altogether.
The legislation as approved in Ohio is a long way from the ALEC agenda.
Yet other states are creeping closer to that. Some legislatures, like Kansas, have proposed a complete repeal. When Governor John Kasich signed Ohio's measure, he stressed it's only a freeze, giving lawmakers a chance to review the standards. But even that move makes Ohio the first state to officially retreat in any way from its standards. And to some Democratic lawmakers, that means Ohio could be setting an example and prompting other states to follow suit. For NPR News, I'm Andy Chow in Columbus, Ohio.